Hi, and welcome to the Business Spotlight series. My name is Karen Barnes, and I'm an accountability coach here with Serendipity Action Coach of Central North Carolina. And today I am so excited to have Emily Lugo, the owner of Computer Troubleshooters, as our guest today. We're going to be talking about her business and her journey to business ownership, the challenges that she's faced and overcome, some of the practices that she finds really helpful, and get a little sneak peek into what it's really like to run a busy IT services business. So before we jump in, if you're new to the channel, you know the drill, hit the buttons, be sure to like, be sure to subscribe, be sure to share with your friends, and keep up as we drop new conversations just like this one with Emily. So Emily, it's your turn. Welcome to the business spotlight, and thank
Thank
you for
you.
being here today. Yeah, just start out by giving us a little bit of background about computer troubleshooters and you and what it is that the business is all about.
Well, Computer Troubleshooters is part of the largest computer service franchise in the world, but each one is independently owned and operated. I've been the owner of the Computer Troubleshooters here in Greensboro for over 18 years now.
Wow.
So, quite some time. I personally started in computers in the sixth grade with the back in the Atari and Commodore 64 days, and studied all I could with computers through my whole career. Got a degree in computer science from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute and spent about 12 years in the corporate world doing software development before I started this company. So lots of years of experience. Personally, I'm a number one best-selling author of a book just recently came out on Amazon.
Wow.
And I'm a cybersecurity-focused managed service provider as far as what we do is in computer troubleshooters. We provide all levels of IT service, encompassing anything and everything that your business would need. And we do it with a cybersecurity focus.
I bet you're seeing a lot of new threats coming up. I was just learning about some at the last couple of weeks, so you've got a really impressive background, and running a small business and running a franchise are a little bit different. So, we're a franchise too, right? It's still a whole lot of work. You're still independently owned and sort of running the business yourself. So let's talk about how you're working in your business, right? So, how many hours are you working a week, and how many are you working sort of in the business and on the business?
I don't really track my hours. I think it might be depressing to look at because it's too many. But no, I work a lot, obviously as the owner, which is, my primary role at this point, though I wear a number of hats. But now my main focuses are mostly on business growth and development, new client acquisition, account management, and then of course I'm still the senior level technician when it comes down to it. If the guys get stuck on something or need direction or help on troubleshooting, they reach out to me for that. But I've pushed off most of the day-to-day type tech work at this point to my staff.
All right. So the question is, how have you found that shift from, being someone who has done a lot of development, a lot of IT work? You're clearly highly qualified there. So getting sort of out of working on the client problems and then into the challenges of running the business, more of the strategy and biz dev, how have you made that transition?
It's just been a natural progression over the years. I've kind of slowly worked my way out of different roles and passed off the more, I guess, mundane responsibilities. I still keep that kind of tech drive by the R&D kind of piece of it. So I'm the one that's looking at all of the newest technologies and the new tools and, testing and trying those out. We always use everything in-house first before we ever recommend it to clients. That we're very familiar with how it works and how it might impact their business workflow and things like that. So we eat our own dog food, so to speak. So I'm usually the guinea pig for all of those things, and I enjoy that. That kind of keeps me connected to the tech in me, and then work on doing the rest of it. And it's been interesting. It's different. I've learned a lot over the years. It's taken me a long time to wrap my head around those kinds of roles, because that was not, something I ever studied for, or took any classes or courses. Although I've definitely done, I've had business coaches, I've been part of coaching programs, I've been in peer groups, I attend lots of conferences, so I'm constantly learning. I read books, all of those things that you need to do to learn new skills and improve and grow.
So I want to hear more about that in a minute, but let's talk about the business a little bit more for a second. So who do you serve? What do your clients look like?
So we serve every kind of client, really. If you have an email account or a computer, we can help you. We work with, home users all the way up to larger businesses, and everything in between. But our sweet spot really is the small business, the small to medium business. Something that's big enough that they really need, real full-time technical support. But they're not necessarily big enough to hire in a full staff. And then with the larger businesses, especially with cybersecurity now, having a staff doesn't mean that you have all the things that you need for cybersecurity. And so we can come in and layer that on top of an existing organization that has a staff. So we can kind of fit in multiple places, wherever we're needed.
Nice. So if you could have people understand one thing about your business. What's something you wish more people understood about your business?
I guess just how critical it is to have experts on your side. I think people, especially a lot of small businesses and individuals, they think that they kind of know enough that they can get by. I can just get by. All I know, I know how to log in and do what I need to. And if I get stuck or something comes up, then I'll call somebody. But it's really important to have that proactive care and have things, protected ahead of time. It's much easier to prevent problems than it is to try to go back and fix them later. And so I think it's really critical to, have experts that are familiar with the threats that are out there, the things that are making you vulnerable, so that you can protect them before you have attacks, especially with cybersecurity. It's the damages can be devastating to small business. Statistically, 60% of small businesses that are hit with a major attack go out of business within a year.
Whoa.
That's huge, It's just not something to play around with. You want to be protected.
Wow, you just taught me something right there. So let's switch gears a little bit to marketing, right? So what I'm hearing you say is there are a lot of people that don't understand how important it is, and you're doing B2B marketing, your customers are other businesses. So what are some of the marketing strategies that have really worked for you?
Marketing is my weakest area, I have to admit. I've tried to do different things and tried to learn different programs and different ways of getting the word out. But it's always been a challenge for me. That's never been a strong point. And the biggest thing that has worked for me, to date, I guess, through the years, is B&I.
Oh, sure.
And just building a referral network. That's honestly where I've gotten the vast majority of my business has been from referrals, word of mouth from existing clients or networking groups that I've been part of, have really helped me grow the business. More recently, I've been trying to do some other things like hosting webinars. And of course, I wrote the book, trying to get the word out that way. But yeah, I could probably use some help in marketing.
Well, just briefly, let's give you the opportunity to plug your book. So, what's the name of your book? Where can we find it?
Here's the book. Your business will get hacked,
Oof.
and it's available on Amazon.
Nice. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Now, I'm not the sole author. I'll caveat that I'm a co-author with 16 other cybersecurity colleagues of mine. So,
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, listen, that's a real accomplishment. So, give yourself some credit right there. That's beautiful. So, as a franchise owner, you've worked for other people. Like, what gave you that impetus? What made you want to work for yourself and be your own boss?
well, my mother always says I was born independent. I came out of the womb independent. I started walking at 7 months old. So, I've just always been very driven to, do my own thing. I butted heads with managers over the years as an employee because I want to do things, my way. And I think that, I had some good ways of doing things that weren't always necessarily recognized by management, and so that often led to some challenges. I've just always had that drive. I knew ever since I was a small child that I wanted to have my own business, and it was just a matter of time and how and making it happen. So.
I love that. Story for another day, but I started my first business at age 6.
Oh,
So
nice.
I get you. Like, I feel you. I feel you right there. So, as someone who's really driven, right, what's been your approach to goal setting? Like, how many goals are you setting at a time? And are you documenting? Are you measuring them? Like, how do you work with goals?
Also kind of a weak point in some ways. I mean, I have my own goal just kind of internally, but I haven't traditionally been very good about documenting them and, making them very specific. I've gone through exercises before where okay, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna do these goals and make them the SMART goals, so I know all the terminology and things, and but actually getting down and doing it and sticking to it and following through on it, maybe not as clear. I mean, it's not that I'm lost in the woods. I know where I want to go. I have my internal drivers and goals, but it's not as clearly defined as it probably could be. I probably could do better and maybe make more progress if I was a little more intentional about it. I just get busy, I guess, and don't
Hey,
do it.
we hear that from so many small business owners is, it's just hard. It takes discipline and time, to stick with those goals. So, what's a goal that you have right now that you're working on?
Just growth, business growth right now. And we're really focused on, like I said, we've just kind of made this pivot to cybersecurity in the last 2 years, because the industry has just changed and it's, we have to. It's a necessity now. And so it's a whole new thing. And I feel like I'm completely reinventing the business and kind of starting over from, 18 years ago. I'm, in that same type of mode where it's new and we got to get out and build it up. And so bringing in new clients, upgrading our existing clients, that's been our main focus now.
Well, all right. So we've covered a lot of ground. And what I'm going to do now is just kind of fun, right? We're just going to do a few rapid fire questions. Boom, boom, boom. Short questions, short answers. You ready to go? It's like a game show.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Emily. What is the key to success for you?
Just determination and persistence. And I think ultimately a real belief in what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I think it's very important. I look at it like I'm protecting the families of the members of my community. When I'm protecting a small business from attack, that's protecting the jobs of the employees that they hire and their families. So it affects the whole community.
That's a really great why. That's a great why. So, if you could give one piece of advice to other small business owners, what would you say?
Find a good managed service provider. It's probably not the top of mind thing that people are thinking of in terms of being a business owner. When you give business owner advice, it's always, oh, set a goal or do this. There's other things that people think about, but I think really getting somebody on your back that's going to protect your business, because you can do everything to grow it, and somebody can come in and destroy it like that if you're not protected. And it's just why gamble with it? You know, get an expert on your side, that somebody that's focused on your cybersecurity and your technology that can really help drive your business forward and keep it protected.
We talk with our clients a lot about systems, the systems that you have to put in place to help your business grow. And, I think you're right. I think a lot of people overlook and take for granted that IT network, right? We've got laptops, they all work, until
Until
they
they
don't.
don't.
Yeah. Until
Exactly.
you get hacked and then, yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned before that you do a lot of reading. So, what's either a book that you are reading now or one that you would recommend to other small business owners?
Oh, well, the one I'm actually reading right now is the Pumpkin Plan by Mike Michalowicz. And I guess part of it is because I met him a few months ago at a conference, so I got a nice signed copy.
Nice.
But he was a phenomenal speaker, and he actually talked on the book. And he's actually going to be at a conference coming up in later this month, which unfortunately I won't be able to attend because I would love to see his. He's going to be talking about one of his other books. I think it might be called Profit First. But anyway, he's a fantastic speaker, and it was a very interesting topic on growing a unique business and how you can kind of find that little nugget that makes your business unique and use that to grow.
Awesome. So I love this question because it's a little bit silly, but it's kind of an important question. So imagine you had some magic pixie dust. If you could sprinkle the magic pixie dust over one area of your business, what would you sprinkle it on to fix?
Marketing. Hands down, I need the help in getting the word out, because I feel like we really could help so many more people and businesses if we could reach them and explain to them and tell them, why they need us,
Yeah.
show them the risk and show them what we can do to help protect them.
Okay, so I want to make sure everybody can get in touch with you. So, what are the best ways to get in touch with you? What's your website and what are your socials? And we'll get those out there.
Yeah, the website is www.ctgreensboro.com. That's C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, or C as in computer, T as in troubleshooters. Greensboro.com. We're also on facebook.com/ctgreensboro. I have a LinkedIn page. Also, I think it's linkedin.com/in/ctgreensboro. And then I also have a business page on that one. I'm not sure what the URL on that is offhand. But they can also book a call with me at info.ctgreensboro.com/intro. And that will take them directly to a calendar page that they can pick a spot that's available on my calendar for a quick 15-minute introductory call to see, does it make sense for us to talk further?
Beautiful. So, last question today, Emily. What is most inspiring to you today?
I'm part of a network of hundreds of other managed service security providers. And, we share our successes and our struggles and our challenges, but hearing their wins, that's what we always call it. Let's hear your wins. Hearing their wins and seeing what, successes they're having in their business, that really keeps me inspired.
I love it. I love it. Well, Emily, it has been a joy to spend time with you today. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Business Spotlight. And we hope that you'll come back and hear our conversations with other small business owners next time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.